You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This college basketball picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet 100, get 100 at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by SGPN's Big Game Squares Contest, a $1,000 prize pool and completely free to enter. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/squares to enter today.
Hey, it's Scooby right here, aka Shark Dog, listening to SGP and Let It Ride.
Everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
I'll tell you, speaking of basketballs, I learned a lot about Julian Edelman over the weekend. Drops only balls and receptions. So,
wait, you messed that up, Ryan.
I know.
Oh, okay. Joining us, I didn't know what you're going for.
It's a horrible
He commercial. Hates dropping balls and calls. Yeah.
That's so he only drops balls and calls because.
Well, you said balls and reception. Yeah. So well,
I was making sure people understood I was doing the Verizon bit.
Joining us here to talk college basketball, Colby Dant, AKA the Dantabase. You too, Colby Dant. What's happening, Colby?
Is Colby going to talk?
No. Yeah. How are you?
He only talks during the pre-rolls.
you know, just saw some great stories trying to get you guys caught up on the action of college basketball and the war on basketball, Sean.
Can we have an impromptu Real Men of D-Gen, I think. Can you pull that article back up? I'll freestyle it here.
Okay. Oh, okay. Let me see if I can track this down now.
SGPN presents.
Where was that?
God damn it, Colby.
Real Men of D-Gen.
Real Men of D-Gen.
Can I find that?
We salute you.
I got it though, I think. Hang on.
We're gonna have to redo it.
No, I got it.
Someone sent it to you, right?
He's coming on my show this week.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's pick up the pace. This isn't your show. We're not trying to do 3 hours here.
I mean, come on. The fans want it.
And what's funny now, we need a vertical view of Colby. It scrolls with the single thing. No, not that. The Clemson thing.
Oh.
Why would you think this is Real Men of D-Gen?
Oh. I don't know.
You know what he pulled up, Sean? He pulled up the map he was showing me with how there's no D. Well,
that's D-Gen. What you seemed interested in. I didn't even know that you saw this circle.
Start the music again.
Wow, what a horrible bit. All right, one more chance.
Like when you hear this, you're going to be shocked.
SGPN presents Real Men of D-Gen.
Real Men of D-Gen.
We salute you.
Brevin Galloway, Clemson guard who detailed a bizarre injury. My balls exploded. Colby, you want to fill in some details?
I love the quote of he says, "My balls and nutsack were exploded."
Playing the game of college basketball just to give us something to talk about. So yeah, I mean, I would love to know how they put it back together. Is it stitches, glue? Hopefully not staples.
But I don't know that this happened in a game. I don't know.
Imagine trying to explain this to TSA. Like, no, you don't understand. Balls are stapled back together.
Brad Bronwell, the Tigers head coach, replied with a no comment when asked about Galloway's post. They're listing it as an abdominal injury. So
wow.
Well,
it's your nuts are connected to your abs.
See, I went to send that to you, but I never acknowledged that you saw it.
Now let's address. So, now let's address the elephant in the room, which is when we were about to do a freestyle Real Men of D-Gen. Colby thought this was going to be his platform to talk about how there's no college football west of the Mississippi.
Well, I'm saying when you dive deeper into the maps for D2, D3, FCS, there's not much on the west side of the Mississippi, which is, you know, my direct correlation to the world football.
We've lost Sean. We got to bring him back.
Chat is live and well. YouTube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Mario White wanting to know, where are the picks? Oh, wow. We are, of course, taping this Monday afternoon for Tuesday's slate. So, again, if you're looking to get picks right before tip off, download the SGPN app. What?
Hey, how are you? Nice to meet you. Where are the picks?
It's on the College Basketball Experience.
We're not objects.
Looking to get down on college basketball or the NFL in the big game. Got to do it over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. Bet big, win bigger. $100 free bet. State restrictions apply at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Spin that parlay wheel. So many ways to win. And of course, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get $1,000 free credit. Offer subject to change. Terms, conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you're somebody who knows a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And also, of course, we're doing a big game squares contest, completely free to enter. All you got to do is follow us on Spotify, give us a nice rating, and then go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/squares to enter for your chance to win a free big game square. So stay tuned for that.
Any rating you want to give us. 5 stars work better though.
Yeah, I feel like if you're looking to get pulled for the squares contest, your odds increase dramatically if you toss a 5-star.
Yeah, Colby will be doing all the randomization, so make sure it's 5. He doesn't see 1 stars. Only 5 stars.
Only 5 stars.
Doesn't care about the little guy. All right. You ready to talk some college basketball?
Yeah.
How you feeling, Sean? Cuz last time we spoke, you went against my Hokies.
I did
With Syracuse, and that was cost a bad me. Idea. We told you Hunter Couture was back. We'll get to my Hokies later. We didn't do any pre-show evaluation of the games Colby picked, so this should be fun, Sean. 4 p.m. on the West Coast. Of course, this is Tuesday, January 31st. We're heading to Boston, Massachusetts for a classic private school matchup between Clemson and Boston College. I understand Clemson's a public school. They weren't to me until like 3 years ago. So this is a private school matchup, classic ACC Clemson. Sean, Clemson has the horseshoe up their ass this season in the ACC. The wins that they keep rolling out, laying 3.5 here.
This is the Brevin Galloway game because he played at Boston College last year. Now he's at Clemson.
Ooh, is that
he's not playing in this game though? Obviously,
well, his balls explode.
Yeah. But we didn't even talk about my Hofstra moneyline play. Gosh, you guys are just
We didn't do much. Dog. We didn't do
it's unfortunate. You know,
do you want to tout?
It's unfortunate. I will cover it on my show. Yeah. College Basketball Experience. Perfect. Check it out. No, BC I think is the play here. Clemson's luck's got to run out at some point here. BC's been pretty solid at home. You know, Clemson just hit a 3 to beat Florida State.
BC's offense
buzzer.
Though is really really bad. 253rd in the country. Unadjusted offensive efficiency. How do they hang with this Clemson offense? I don't get it. I mean, Clemson not great at offensive rebounding, but free throws 6 in the nation, hitting the 3-ball well, hitting the 2-ball well.
I mean, that's a good question, but I feel like both teams have been beat up. But Galloway,
they do have their last 3 wins by 1 point, which is insane.
Well, and they're without both their guards in Galloway and Hemaway. Meanwhile, BC, I mean, I guess BC has their injuries as well, but I just think.
Is there tragic magic on the side of exploding balls?
There is always tragic magic.
Do you think it could be a look ahead spot for Clemson as well? Saturday, they got Miami. Maybe they're looking past Boston College here.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me the Eagles. You know what I mean? It's the week. It's the year of the Eagles, Sean.
Oh, you don't need to tell me. Dude, give me BC plus 3.5.
Should anyone in the ACC be looking past anyone else in the ACC?
I mean, Maybe one or two teams.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a good one. I mean, the styles make fights, right? Isn't this just like whoever can capture the pace advantage? I don't know. Boston College is bad, but obviously it makes sense to take them here. But Clemson has a horseshoe up their ass. This is like the Vikings. They're gonna find a way to win this game, and you nailed it, Sean. Boston College is trash. Don't overthink this.
I mean, they beat the Hokies, Sean. What does that mean?
Will this environment be lit?
No,
it will not be lit.
This is 7 o'clock BC at home.
This is what's great, though.
Clemson, lay the point.
Because there's like the, this is the reverse lit angle where you fall asleep. You think this is nothing.
Oh, stop.
And that's how you lose the game.
No, but teams like Clemson and the Vikings, they get so excited for every game because every game's close and they're in every game. This is an obvious one, guys. Stay chalky. Texas A&M heads to Arkansas. Fayetteville, Arkansas laying 4 here. I've picked against Buzz a couple times on this show, and I regretted it both times.
Nine's so your boy.
9-1 in his last 10.
I'll let you guys.
7-1 in the SEC. I mean, they've been really awesome in conference play.
I'll let you.
They're like the opposite of West Virginia.
I'm picking them. Period.
They're getting 4. I actually watched that Baylor Arkansas game. Arkansas played a lot better than what I thought. Musselman's teams tend to get better in February, or you know, as the season prolongs. I'm going to take the Razorbacks to win this one at home. They're in the more desperate spot. Let's go.
Wait, so you like Arkansas?
Colby. I do. They win by 6.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Let's go. Disagreeing early. I like it.
No, I don't have any real reason to disagree other than whenever I pick against Buzz, I feel like an asshole.
Dude, I mean, I'm on Texas A&M. They're too good in conference to fade right now. Very good offensive rebounding. So if I'm taking a dog, they gotta be able to rebound clear the glass. 12th in the nation, and nice difference on the free throw percentage as well. 74.5 compared to Arkansas 69.8. Now I know I faded Arkansas with was West Virginia the one or no, that was Auburn that backdoored it. Either way, I'm fine fading Arkansas. Give me Texas A&M plus 4.
All right.
Same kind of deal, right? Like one team wants to pick up the pace, one team doesn't want to pick up the pace.
Yeah.
Which team will be victorious? I picked the pacey team last game and now I'm going with the slow team. Hedging my bets. St. Louis. They're heading to Fordham. Why are we talking about Fordham? Fordham in the Bronx. Shout out to
17-4.
Shout out to OG Little Italy.
Unbelievable what's happening in the Bronx. They haven't been this excited since fucking KRS-One went solo. Huh?
Wow. Well done, Colby. St. Louis laying 3.5 here.
What the hell is Colby talking about?
KRS-One.
I know the band, but what the hell is he talking about?
He's from the South Bronx. Apparently
it's a Michael Crichton-esque reference. All right. So what's the handicap then? If you're so excited about Fordham, why are we excited to talk about?
No, Fordham? Honestly, they're 17-4. They're 17-4. They're
D2 school, right?
A10, Virginia Tech used to be in the A10 when I first started watching college hoops. They'll probably be back there in a decade.
Years ago.
Wow. St. Louis though is really good as well. They're currently in first place. So this is a huge opportunity for Fordham. If they can get this dub, what are you laughing at?
The chat. Yeah. So Benedict Dantold is cracking me up right now.
I
didn't call KRS-One a band. Colby's the one who called him a band.
He went solo, I said.
Yeah,
he went solo from Boogie Down Productions.
And then you did call them a band. Yeah. So
whatever, group.
Well, we'll have to check the tape. Get one of those challenge replays. Wait, is this an expedited challenge? Is New York chiming in, or is Sean going to have to drop the flag here? I don't understand. I mean, come on.
But I'm with you, man. I think, you know, this is the Rose Hill Gymnasium, and it will be lit. It will be fucking lit. But I think St. Louis, they've won 6 in a row. Mm. Travis Ford's got this team playing ball. It's easy to see that tide turn. Give me the made up Billiken against the Fordham Ram.
What is a Billiken?
It's is that Urban Dictionary?
I'm going to just Google. What is a Billiken while Sean talks about who he's taking here?
It's a good luck charm. It's a good luck charm, baby.
Oh, well, that's weird. What's like, it's like a leprechaun. What? It's a different kind of leprechaun.
It's a mythical creature.
Yeah. I mean, I like Fordham at home here. I like Fordham as a home dog. I think they're going to be able to hang with St. Louis. Slight edge on the free throw percentage, and I don't know. I don't think Fordham. I just think they can hang around in this game. I don't think St. Louis maybe as dominant. I mean, they are very good offensively, but it is kind of a strength for strength with Fordham defense. Again, you know, historically, if you give me a home dog and their strength is their defense, let's go.
Bender's Billikens, John Bender, who was the football team coach in 1910.
And they got rid of the fucking football.
Who had a resemblance to this Billiken creature.
Tried to get me fired up, aren't you?
That's the beginning. Apparently, if you purchase one of these things, it brings you good luck. So maybe we need one of these before we go to on our next Vegas trip, Sean.
All right. I'm getting a Billiken.
Let's acquire ourselves a Billiken.
It's got to be like, that sounds like something in Australia.
I think that's something you buy in a dark
alley. Goddamn.
I'll take two Billikens. Yeah, it's just like it's a duffel bag exchange.
You bloody Billiken.
I'd imagine it's the same when you buy a leprechaun. Obviously. So will it be lit?
Yes. Yes. This gymnasium will be packed. They'll bring down the mat, you know, so the
and you're going against on the other them, side. Kobe. You're going against a team that's lit at home with great defense.
St. Louis got some guys that can play professional basketball. Gibson, Jemerson, Yuri Collins.
Does the line stink?
Javonte Perkins. You know what I mean? They got some guys that can play.
Yeah, you know what? I want to be on the side of good luck. Give me St. Louis.
Actually. Oh, yeah.
I want to make there sure I, yeah. Yeah. Just in case, if someone from St. Louis, the university, can, you know, point me in the direction of how I acquire a Billiken for my next trip that will need luck, that'd be great. Wake Forest heads to Duke. Little Tobacco Road battle here. Between two of the fanciest private schools in all the land, Durham, North Carolina, Duke laying 8.5. Has Coach K returned yet? Any word of his return?
He's sightseeing, man.
Like he's on a boat somewhere.
He's sightseeing.
He's on a voyage.
He's backpacking in Europe with Andrew Luck.
We haven't heard of him. Haven't gotten a postcard.
I think the thing to monitor here is the star freshman Whitehead is a game time decision.
Yep.
For Duke. So
do you think this number indicates that he will play or won't play?
I'm tend to think he'll play. Wake Forest beat Duke already in the first matchup. 8.5 is a big number.
Per like Ken Pom and folks like that, I think this projection is suggesting he is playing, like they're healthy. He is playing. So I guess.
Well, I mean, Duke lost 81-70 last time they played. Now that was without Whitehead and Lively in that game. So you would think if they thought he wasn't going to play, this line would be way lower, right?
Probably. I know that Cameron Indoor though is such an advantage that maybe you know they have just a normal part of the algorithm where you say Cameron Indoor, you add 3 points onto it. I don't know, but you know what? Give me Duke minus the points. I feel like everyone's going to be on Wake.
Really?
Yeah.
Because Duke sucks so hard.
Well, Duke at Cameron has been pretty nasty still.
Yeah, I'm with you.
10-0 last 10.
I'm going to lay the points. This isn't the game Coach K comes back.
Benedict Dant says he can't gamble right now because he's in Cancun.
What do you mean?
I'm a bit confused.
What does that have to do with anything?
If you're in Cancun, you can definitely
find gamble. A way, yeah. Bro. Yeah, don't bring us your fucking weak ass problems. imagine, I mean,
dude, yeah. I was in Mexico. They have those little books. They have casinos. What? When?
They got this that is Cabo? Like this is like when my daughter texts me that she can't call me.
Hashtag find a way, as Merrill Hodge would say.
Really? What's going
on there? I'm with you guys. I'm going to take Duke. Just their ability to hit free throws and offensive rebounding and the revenge game against Wake Forest, who embarrassed them 81-70 last time.
Has this ever happened?
Well, are we all on
Discord?
Duke?
Discord was 500 against us on Discord Saturday.
It's not on fire. It's definitely not on fire. All right. Yeah, I think you got to take Duke. They gotta keep start creating a narrative to keep Coach K away from coming back before next season, maybe. Hokies, they're heading down to Miami. This is an old school Big East rivalry, Colby.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're a big fan of these old-timey old conferences.
Steve
that don't
Edwards
matter.
Against Ace Custis. I was watching those games, buddy.
D'Angelo Hall ripping the ball out of Roscoe Parrish. 3.5 point favorite for Miami. It seems like Virginia Tech has started to find its way. Colby and I did a deep dive. It was all about Hunter Couture. and he's still healthy. So the handicap seems pretty simple. They're a 14-3 team when he's playing.
Hard to fade getting points too. Miami, you know, this place never lit. They don't even heat the hot dogs. You know what I mean? Like this place.
Ultimate look ahead spot for Virginia Tech though, because they have UVA on Saturday.
That is a good point. Very good point. Commonwealth Cup.
Listen, this is a team that's like,
it's a must win for Miami and their ACC title championship or title chances. Miami top 12 in adjusted efficiency in the country.
11-0
at home.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes the non-lit environment works out in your favor.
He just said it won't be lit. I'm confused.
Well, it's like BC though. You're asleep. No pressure. You get down there, you're asleep.
The reason BC worked, I guess maybe for the same reason. It's a longer trip. I don't know.
You're in South Beach. Next thing you're probably going out checking out the clubs.
I think you know what, we're gonna pull open the box score after this game, and what we're gonna see is we're gonna see Justin Mutz with a massive triple double.
We're gonna see Miami hitting a lot of free throws.
Colby,
Virginia Tech struggling to get to the line. Virginia Tech not getting the offensive rebounds, and Miami cruising to a 6-point victory, 76-70.
Virginia Tech's 0-6.
Call my shot.
Virginia Tech's 0-6 on the road. 1-6 after Tuesday.
There we go. Wow.
Where's that? Where's that Seth Greenberg ball? All right, let's go.
If Sean were to look a little closer at the KenPom numbers, I'm almost certain he's looking at right now those beautiful green and red boxes. He would notice that yes, Miami's a very good, efficient free throw shooting team, but
yep. He's been distracted. The Eagles have been
what am I Hokies do a really good job of? Not sending teams to the line. So that thesis,
horrible at getting the line as well, though.
They don't need to get to the line when Justin Mutz is just carving this defense up. A lot of cutting, a lot of easy layups.
Are we concerned about Green right now? Because he's got the Eagles going on. He's Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling over here. And
if we could have the stats team just keep a tab on his college basketball picks through the next 2 weeks, because I'll tell you what he's not doing. He's not grinding college basketball right now. Yeah. He's grinding fucking replays of the Eagles winning the NFC championship.
Got some baldy breakdowns going on over
here. He's already ordered.
Did you see Jordan Mailata's pancake guacamole?
He's already ordered a half dozen. Wow. Personal baldy breakdown.
Scouring the internet for possible Super Bowl tickets. I know what he's doing right now. Wow. I know what he's thinking.
We got unlucky. Our quarterbacks got injured. No, you got your fucking ass kicked.
You can't count on people named Brock. All exactly. right. And fucking rule of life. All right.
Brock's always disappointing.
All right.
I'm on Miami. This could horrible be lock potential.
Horrible take. Just another horrible take. Sean just siding with these communication schools.
Love them.
Trying to make friends. Kansas. All right. Last time Colby, Ryan agreed on Virginia Tech. Sean faded Virginia Tech. What happened?
Oh,
15-point victory, motherfucker. Yeah. Let's go. Kansas State, Kansas. What do they call this one, Colby? In Lawrence, Kansas?
The Sunflower Battle of the Sunflower, shit like that.
The cornfield.
No, Farmageddon's the other one. This is the Sunflower Showdown, I believe.
Oh, that's what they're known for?
Sunflowers. Okay. Yeah.
Kansas -7. I mean, everyone likes a good seed. Kansas looking good. Nice win against Kentucky. Of course, we were all over that one. Yeah, I don't know. Big 12, great. 100% my favorite conference to watch this season. Colby, I think Colby was on that very, very early. Oh,
they're so much better than every other conference.
It's not every matchup is good. I've yet to watch a Big 12 matchup where it looked like one team didn't deserve to be on the same court as the other.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. Kansas State 1-25 at Kansas in the Big 12 era. That's a crazy run and domination. But 7 points just feels like a shit ton for a really good Kansas State team. And Kansas themselves are coming off a huge victory against Kentucky.
This line might drop a little bit, I think.
Is that what you're thinking?
With the top 10 matchup, it's a lot of points at a top 10 matchup, but I'm all over laying the number.
What did I say the number was? 7.5?
A flat 7, but I think I see a 6.5 out there right now.
I think it's moving down.
But they've already played once. K-State won in overtime in Manhattan.
Is that revenge?
Yes, and this is a rivalry where I think revenge is a big deal. I'm laying. I think Kansas wins by double digits.
I think Kansas, that three game losing stretch woke him up, and you know it's Bill Self, and I know we make fun of Bill Self, and we like to fade him in some spots. This isn't the time to fade him. This is an easy coaching job. This is an easy spot where you can say, look, we lost to this team 2 weeks ago. What are you really?
I'm still taking K-State. I see that angle, but Kansas State's defense is really good, and I think that's going to keep them in the game. And this Kansas State team can hit shots. I think they're also going to be playing relatively loose. Like no one's given them a chance. No one believes in this team.
Is this because Darren Sproles and Barrett Brooks and the rich Kansas State Eagles tradition?
Here comes Kansas State. Now, I don't know if they have a decent chance. Them winning outright, I don't know if I'm sold on that, but they play good defense. 7 points is too much for a rivalry game where the other team can really play.
I'm sorry, guys. I missed this. Sean's on the Boston College side because they're called the Eagles. We're also gonna have to
switch to Clemson. We might have to fade Sean, but just
so everyone knows the origin of that pick, it had nothing to do with whatever he said that sounded like a basketball handicap. He's only picking Eagles this week. He knows it's true. That's why he's not saying anything. All right. Anything to add with this game?
Wait, they're not the Kansas State Eagles. They're the Kansas State.
But they got Darren Sproles.
I was talking about Boston. Yeah. I was letting everyone know. We didn't warn people.
I thought we talked about that.
But no,
I said I'm going all in on the Eagles.
Not enough. People need to know. All right, UNLV heading to some elevation here. Colorado Springs, Colorado, where Colorado State's laying too.
Is it Fort Collins?
Fort Collins, baby.
Wait, then why did you say Colorado Springs in this?
Oh shit, my bad. Yeah, I thought I was doing Air Force.
My next question was going to be: are we playing a neutral site?
My
6 p.m. on the West Coast.
Fort Collins, Colorado.
Motherfucker.
Colby, come on. We gotta get someone who really knows college sports in here.
Here's the
problem is I almost put in the Air Force game.
Colby loves maps.
I almost put in Boise State at Air Force. I started to do that and then I deleted it and said UNLV Colorado State's a better game for the fans.
Yeah.
The people.
Why is that?
It's arguable. I'll say that. Because Air Force is kind of up this year. CSU's had some injuries. You saw Isaiah Stevens make that crazy half court shot.
We've all been to Fort Collins, right?
It's a good town.
No, I have never. Dude, they're the rivals of the Buffs. I can't go to Fort Collins.
Really?
Right? There's certain towns you can't go into in America. All right.
Do we know what Colorado State used to be called? Trivia question.
Colorado A&T.
I do. Yeah.
I believe it was Colorado A&M. But yeah, okay. I mean, along those lines.
Yeah.
That's a better name.
Air Force is good. Ryan in the chat's talking about Air Force LFG. They've been playing pretty good ball. They hung with New Mexico there the other night.
Yeah, they're getting Boise at home. So it was between those two. It's a tough comparison, but we're going Vegas. We're going UNLV at Colorado State. I think Colorado State lost three in a row. Remember that this is the same exact game we saw in Vegas when Isaiah Stevens took over and made that half court shot.
Oh yeah.
And then hit the game winner. I think Colorado State's going to break out that broom and sweep the running Rebs. Well,
by we, you mean everyone but you and Patty C, who are watching old film on your phones.
Yeah, we're breaking down Super Bowl 17. But yeah.
But UNLV lost, so you could make a case they're going to be fired up for a revenge spot, right?
True.
I don't know. I'm going to go Colorado State. Better team overall. Shoot the ball better. 13th altitude. In the country. 2-point percentage. Yes. And altitude as well, I think, does make a difference here. Give me the Rams. Just ram it. -2 at home.
I'm gonna ram it too, but I'm nervous backing anything green backs right now because I'm worried about his attention to detail.
Fort Collins is a very cool town. 5,000 feet of elevation, 3,000 feet higher than Las Vegas at 2,000. Fun fact.
Ryan, are you gonna ram it? Or are you a running rebel?
I think you can ram it because. The biggest deficiency that Colorado has stayed as in every game is their rebounding. And I think UNLV, same problem. So I'm with you. Give me the home team. Even though we'll give the Discord the little revenge spot, right?
Discord's got the Rebels.
Kentucky. Coach Cal's still there, I think. 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We're heading to Oxford, Mississippi, where Ole Miss is hosting those Kentucky Wildcats. laying 6.5. Didn't see Ashley Judd in the building. Is she no longer a Kentucky fan? Are we? I'm a little concerned about that.
I mean, I don't know.
Why are
we
picking this game?
Well, it's Kentucky. It's a good story. They're kind of a blue blood in college basketball. I feel like
I heard they're a basketball school.
I feel like we're gonna. Well, really, I put it there because I think we're gonna dominate here. The line's a little stinky. I think Kentucky's gonna go into Oxford. And what did I say that one episode? Eat their ass for lunch. All right.
Kentucky only KenPom has this as a 3-point game. Usually KenPom is not this far off from the spread, but this, I mean, bounce back game for Kentucky after that Kansas loss. Is that what we're thinking?
It means there's
Mississippi's offense is really, really bad.
And they're 1-9 in their last 10. Alabama went to Oxford and won.
Is there an injury? Because to Sean's point, typically when KenPom is this far off, there's some data not in the equation. Shout out to KenPom, a Hokie great. Generally, probably wise to like Colby would say, this one stinks.
Ole Miss potentially without Matt Mural.
Yeah, Colby, could be big. You were about to tell us that, right?
Well, no, because it didn't matter. They could be starting everybody. Ansu Cisse back in the day.
So
right?
We're laying on the point.
Ole Miss just got dominated by Oklahoma State.
Yeah, lay it with Kentucky all day. They're going to win by 12. They're going to win by 15, something like that.
I feel like I need to dive into this project. I mean, everything about this match.
This is the Courtney Love game on the slate. This one is reeking.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
Because it should be, according to these numbers, it should be way shorter.
No, it should be. I would set it at like 10.5, but you know.
Okay.
So you have your pom pom guy, all right?
Cheerleader over there, Ken Pom Pom. Now that's a great Photoshop. Ken Pom's head on a cheerleader. Oh man, that's an amazing visual.
And Colby's just off to the side with his arms crossed, smoking a cigarette. I guess I was going to be contrarian here. Just to be contrarian.
Yeah, take Ole Miss.
All right, give me Ole Miss.
See how that works out for you. All right.
I don't like to go against my guy KenPom this hard. You guys are slandering.
You were a big Stonewall Jackson fan, weren't you?
Not Stonewall, right. But I do like spreadsheets. Indiana heads to Maryland. College Park, 6 p.m. on the West Coast. Is that right? That's a late ass tip. 9 p.m. Must be some sort of national Fox game or something.
Hey, it's a rematch of the 2002 national
Maryland
championship.
Minus 2.5. Juan Dixon.
Steve Blake. I mean, that team was loaded. Well, I feel like
Steve Blake. That's who Sean idolized. Steve
Chris
Blake.
Chris Wilcox, I think, might have been on that team
as a young point guard on the mean streets of Philly, working on those no look passes.
How about the Indiana Hoosiers though? Mike Woodson, they get injuries.
I want nothing to do with fading this team right
they're
now.
They're on fire. Trace Jackson Davis putting up
that's a great name.
NBA live stats, NBA 95 live stats.
That's a great name.
I mean, dude, he's getting like 30 and 20. I feel like every night. But
don't we like Maryland here? They're really good at home. 11-1, straight up at home.
They're back.
And I feel like the fans might show up to this one because this is a rematch of that 2002 national championship game. Those fans back in the day used to be one of the ultimate hornet's nests. So maybe they show up. They used to throw batteries at the opposing team's fan base. That was always fantastic.
Is that where Philly got it from?
Perhaps. Maryland, Philly. I feel like they're very similar.
So you're basically giving Sean his pick if you're saying that one of these fan bases throws batteries at their opponent.
Used to. When they moved to the Big Ten,
same with Philly.
I think they started to use the batteries.
Needed a recharge. I don't know. I mean, Indiana kind of historically has owned Maryland as of late, and their offense is obviously playing really well. Top 10 effective field goal percentage, 16th in adjusted offensive efficiency. But man, tough to go against Maryland at home. I think I'm going to go with the Terps. Give me Maryland -2.5.
Let's go.
So you have Indiana, Colby.
Money.
No, I'm going Terrapins, man.
Money is coming in on Maryland right
My
now.
My mom went to Maryland. Can't fade the
Terrapin Station.
I got no beef with Turtles, but
sounds like Ryan's gonna be against the Turtles.
But how
I like Turtles.
How good is it gonna sound to hear Gus Johnson say Trace Jackson Davis as he's doing something exciting?
They're doing a documentary on him.
Oh my goodness. Pause everything to talk about this. Have you seen that? I'm very excited to watch a documentary on Gus Johnson. If nothing more than to hear Gus Johnson talk. Indiana plus the points is the pick for me. And Discord's not getting a freebie here. West Virginia, which by the way, so robbed by West Virginia.
Oh man.
Night.
Complete collapse.
They're heading to Fort Worth.
Minus four. How did you guys blow that? They were up huge.
I was counting that as a W after I saw this at the halftime score. West Virginia heads to Fort Worth, where TCU is laying three. TCU really let us down, Colby. Last time we talked.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because their best player, Mike Miles, blew his knee out. So. That's a big problem. And that's
against Oklahoma.
And he's their best scorer. So, or their best shooter, I should say. That is why I think West Virginia is going to go to Fort Worth and win. There's blood in the water right now with TCU. We don't even know. So
what's who, I know we were talking about this before the show, but I know you're going to start doing a bracketology show on the College Basketball Experience
in about an hour and a half.
Is West Virginia right now in or out?
They are the epitome of a bubble team right now.
I'm going against you, Colby. This is the perfect spot for TCU. We see it all the times with teams. They lose their star player. They have a rally the troops. Hey, we're gonna win this for Miles. Everyone chips in together. They get the win at home, and then maybe they collapse. And West Virginia, I mean, last time I checked. Is TCU in the Big 12? Yes. Is West Virginia in the Big 12? Yes. Does West Virginia suck in Big 12 games? Yes. TCU 2-1 without Mike Miles. I think they can get the win here.
2-1 though, against bad competition where they almost lost a lot of those games. West Virginia's a lot better in that competition. They also have Eddie Lampkin, their center's a game time decision. TCU's the more beat up team. They struggle to shoot even with Miles. And what does Bob Huggins and West Virginia do so well? They play defense. All
and
right?
They just beat them. So for what it's worth, that has to matter for something. Not pulling the revenge angle here. And to your point on West Virginia sucking in conference, they have won two of their last three conference games. So on the mend. That was like a tag team. I came in, I bounced off the rope.
You guys got a wobbly H on this West Virginia pick.
Oh, I mean, look, they're no longer a hated
Eiffel Tower in TCU. I'm staying with TCU.
Give me West Virginia.
I was hearing that TCU was the best team in the nation earlier.
But
in the
they
season.
Might be missing. I mean, shit, yeah. Mike. How many combined points would that be?
Yeah, no, I'm bit important injury.
I mean, that to me is a classic TMZ take. Oh, their star players out. No way they win the
potentially
game.
Potentially two. You're talking about Lampkin, who's putting together eight points, and then
no
Miles.
Way they have a chance.
26 points of production potentially out.
Wow, last chance to switch to the good team, Sean.
I'm on the good team.
Okay,
Harvey. You guys are a bunch of Harvey Levins over there with your TMZ takes.
Oh yeah.
Hillbilly.
I had to Google what his
hillbilly
name was.
From West Virginia comes across a purple toad with a horn. What happens? What toad stew? Maybe I don't know. Northwestern heads to Iowa.
Compelling point.
Iowa City, to be exact. Iowa laying 6.5 here. I want to know how. What's the over under on how many more years Mr. McCaffrey coaches? He just looks like the part of the chapter in the book where it's like a certain phase of college coaches, and he looks like that librarian. Ending. Like he doesn't look like the guy grinding social media. He doesn't look like the guy that's taking photos with his recruits when he lands them in Iowa.
They're having a good year though. 10-2. They're having, I think, a better year than what they thought. Yeah, they're gonna go to the tournament and probably lose in the first round again.
Is there a more consistent program in all of college sports, basketball and football?
That's a good point.
I feel like Iowa basketball and Iowa football. Like, when's the last time they had completely irrelevant seasons?
It's been a long time, probably.
It's like
same
the
year?
Structure just works. Yeah. Northwestern comes to town. Iowa laying 6.5. I mean, Northwestern kind of in their best years resembles Iowa.
I mean, Northwestern's the tournament team, I think, right now. And they're 7-3 in their last 10. They've won three in a row. Getting COVID was the best thing that happened to them. Who knew that we were still canceling COVID games? But
yeah, what year is this COVID makeup game from?
yeah, it's pretty.
Northwestern's been good on the road warriors, and quality wins too. 4-1 away,
but I feel like they're due for a loss. And Iowa's been pretty fire at home. As the Scarlet Knights, they just lost by 11, and Rutgers was in second place, fighting for the top spot in the Big Ten.
Well, also last time they played, Iowa lit them up in the Big Ten tournament, 112-76, embarrassing them, setting a tournament record for threes and points. I think this is a fun little quiet revenge spot here for Northwestern. I'm taking Northwestern in the points.
Simple handicap with Iowa. It's just like football. You think about like the spot to take them is always at home, and the spot to fade them is on the road. Maybe too many points here, but I'm also on Iowa.
I'm on the Hawkeyes. I think home is too much. Home is where the heart is. Wow, and you know,
Colby and I are just dominating these agreements. A lot of agreements.
Home is where the heart is. I like that.
That's not a great,
I for mean, Iowa, that, can we that get shit that matters.
Can we get that slogan on a t-shirt?
Just home.
Are we making doormats over home here?
That's a perfect Fran McCaffrey shirt.
Season's greeting shot.
That's probably, you know, like some coaches have like dominate, like never quit. His like Fran McCaffrey's is home is where the heart
is. That's what I'm talking about.
Right, Iowa there. Basketball. Boom.
Home Boom. Is where the heart is.
Lay the 6.5. All right, last
cornball.
Last pick. I assume this game is not actually at this time, Colby. I assume it's going to be
seven. My bad.
Yeah. 7 p.m. Pacific. We're heading to Reno. San Diego State laying 1.5 against Nevada. This I don't have questions of why we're discussing this game, Colby. You know why?
This game's fantastic. This goes back to DJ Madness, right?
Oh, this is an excellent.
Nico Mannion.
Oh,
I think we called a game back when we had that when we were broadcasting college basketball games. Can we bring that back, please? Let's get that going again.
First of all, I'm going to actually tell you what because we did call a game like this, and I'm going to find it for you while you're talking about who you like in this game.
Love Nevada. In Reno, I mean, undefeated.
This is a bring your toothbrush game.
Oh wow!
This is a bring your toothbrush game.
This is a perfect situation spot for Nevada at home with the Reno secret elevation, coming off a loss against UNLV. Great bounce back spot for them. It is a revenge game for SDSU, but man, and you know, San Diego State is a good team. Pretty consistent, and they're good ATS on the road. Should be a good game overall, but I think Nevada as a home dog is just too tempting not to take. So yeah, give me Nevada +1.5.
And Nevada's, are you at all worried coming off that lost battle of Nevada to Vegas for that big ass cannon?
No, I mean, I think this is a bounce back spot for them.
I'm with you. I think Nevada gets it done. I am a bit concerned about the toughness of the San Diego State team against the Steve Alford team, but Nevada's been pretty fire this year in Reno.
Nevada was not in D-Gen Madness, but San Diego State, of course.
No, I think we called it for the company that gave.
You're talking about what you're calling actual games.
Yeah,
I was actually going back looking at D-Gen Madness, Sean. What a massive overlay we had in that contest! Thousands of dollars for simulated basketball, unfucking believable. And shout out to Nico Mannion and all the guys that made that possible. The Greenies, who, by the way, I posted a clip of a redhead dunking the other day that resembled
clip. Was
I think
gold.
I quoted it like if Sean picked basketball. One of the bits of text that got cut was the idea that was a Greenie. 3 years later. Stayed on the team, stayed committed. Stetson Bennett moment. He got that dunk off.
He did the throat slit.
That to say,
I'm taking
the San Diego State
Aztecs.
Aztecs, huh? AKA
Justin Decker,
AKA the winners of D-Gen Madness.
San Diego Superchargers.
They got Mensa still.
The amount of data. Look at this. Look at the data we have here.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Simulation data.
Colby, what are you doing?
I'm going Wolfpack.
Oh, agreeing with old Colby. Ooh.
Yeah, I think at home, bring your toothbrush game. You normally go with the team, you know.
Is Nevada an underrated toothbrush location?
Oh, very slept on. Very slept on. Bring your toothbrush. But location.
It's technically above the Mason-Dixon line, so you think they have adequate access to toothbrushes, but I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah,
I don't know if the Mason-Dixon line ever had the ability to cross the Mississippi River. Actually, I don't know. We don't have a boat. We're gonna just dash that off right here.
I'd say it's one of the like when you think of the West Coast, I'd say that's one of your biggest bring your toothbrush locations.
Well,
maybe you could throw Albuquerque.
They call San Diego the Jacksonville of the West. So, no, I'm just kidding. They have great fish tacos.
Keith Landry saying, Colby, how many times are you going to learn? Never bet on Steve Alford.
Yeah,
that is
on.
A little dangerous. I have a hard time with Steve Alford teams because
San Diego State. You love San Diego State.
I do love that. I do love the Aztec. I stormed the court down there, but this is in Reno. All right,
Nevada's a good home. Though.
I've been to Reno.
Did you storm the court after they won a game or just during the game?
No, that when Eric Musselman and Nevada were top 10, they went to San Diego State. San Diego State won. I stormed the fucking court.
Nice.
But I also stormed the Harrah's in Reno, and let me tell you, true shithole.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a tough place to get a dub.
I'll bleep out Harrah's.
Time for the lock dog bonus lock and round robin. Happy birthday. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/winbet. Kramer, what do you got?
What did we learn last week about the round robin? Don't include pieces of shit like Wisconsin in your round robin. All right. I guess technically we hit, but it was probably small, too small of a dog to be a positive outcome. All right. Lock it up. Oh, this is an interesting slate because my instincts are leading me to play some gross stuff. So we're gonna lock up Indiana plus 2.5. We're gonna lock up. I'm going right back to the West Virginia well. And for my dog, I know I just gave you two dogs, but I got a third one. Let's go, Mr. Buzz, my guy, Coach Buzz. He's got the team motivated as he always does, and Arkansas is going the wrong direction. I'm worried about our guy. Mr. Musselman. And then I'll let you guys figure this out later, but I will propose that we don't agree on anything. Do we? I was going to say proposing that we just put Buzz into the round robin, but we'll see. Colby doesn't agree with that.
All right. For me, locks, let's go Colorado State -2.
Oh, Vegas is our second home, Sean.
Yeah, okay. I know. Dog, don't fade the Eagles right now. Give me Boston College on the money line. And for my other lock, give me the Terps at home, College Park Station or whatever it's called.
Wow. Going against me, huh?
What is it called, Colby?
No, I like College Park Station. This should be a new shirt.
I think it's College Park.
Yeah. College Park Station. Let's go.
I thought there was something else in there. College Park.
Well, College Station's a different place, but
no, they're all college. Yeah. They're not creative with their naming.
Lock up Kansas minus the points. It's Sunflower Showdown. Revenge is on the mind. Bonus lock. Don't overthink it. Kentucky minus the points as well. Dog. Gobble, gobble. Give me the Hokies, buddy.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Let's go. They're going to win that thing out right. They're hot right now. And
war turkey.
What are we doing? What are we doing parlay wise? We don't agree. We agreed on what? Colorado State? Duke?
I think we just go Texas A&M, Boston College, and Virginia Tech. Money line round robin.
Whoa. I'm not on A&M. I'm on Arkansas.
Right. Well, that's why we gotta put together a winner.
So, I mean, Sean's being very selfish. Yeah. Right now. He didn't disagree with any of those picks.
Have you been to Fayetteville? Did you see that? That's a bring your math.
He goes, what? You guys disagree with a pick or two. I'm going to give you three that I like.
No, I literally just played all our dogs. I'm not on Virginia Tech, Ryan.
Oh, you don't need to do a line later. Just do a parlay of Colorado State, Duke, and I guess that's all we can give away because you clowns aren't trying to win games.
I do see that DePaul a little, if we want to go off book, DePaul is a massive dog against UConn right now. UConn,
Where's that game at? Let me
see. It's in
right
DePaul. No word on if we're getting DoorDash. Oh, that's the Duquesne, isn't it?
Yeah. But how about he's on the Air Force here.
Air Force, a huge dog as well.
8.5.
All right, so let's just go off book.
Highway through the danger zone.
Yeah, so Air Force money line with what else?
You said DePaul.
Fading UConn seems like a plus EV.
So DePaul plus the point. I don't think you take DePaul money line though.
Never mind.
No.
That's it. Off book. Off book is closed.
So Air Force money line, Colorado State and Duke.
I like it. I like it. Let's go.
And screw you, Discord.
There you go. Hey, make sure you enter the Big Game Squares competition for your chance to win a square in a $1,000 squares pool for the Big Game. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/squares. Toss us a nice rating review over on Apple Podcasts as well. Always appreciate that. And giving away SGPN gift cards when we get some awesome reviews. Check out the college basketball experience. And
thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, second the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Very excited for the Big Game, Sean.
Kramer, let it ride.